Blog Talk Radio.
My. Hello there, everybody. I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to get down right to the nitty-gritty of it and offer something at the end of the show for everybody to get in touch. And the title is Thefts is Happening Now. The border crisis, the spending, and the shredding of our constitutional rights. Are you able and willing to fight for freedom? We'll see. If you're willing to stand up to it, we can be in a good position. Following that, who and what would anyone be able and willing to fight? Yeah. Before that comes the how. As the social norms are founded on law, there is a serious problem with the basis of law. People have to accept law personally. That's you individually doing the right things and stuff. The reason is the underlying fact that law is based on morality. Yeah, that's a big old word. Morality is simply acting in a socially acceptable manner. That's all it is. It's not nothing too hard to get your head around. However, or in contrast to that, the moral basis has been polluted by altering defined meanings and simply ignoring it all. Ooh, yeah, that's what they've been doing. For some time now, the law is treated very much as the red flag laws treat and violate the legal precedent and right to face accusers. Think about that. This does two things, and they are both in the law of the land, known as our Constitution. Now, I posted the Fifth Amendment, so you will know what it says. Learn it well. Now, after that, I go right into the magazines, which state certain things about what's going on. Why? You have a sick society when you write words. The words dissonant Baker, and everybody knows exactly whom you are talking about. We mean, of course, Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake shop owner, who is very much interested in literally minding his own business, while an increasingly exotic assortment of cranks and crackpots attempt to use state non-discrimination laws to bully him into preparing gay wedding cakes, gender transition cakes, or Satan-using sex toy cakes. The boy is within his rights to refuse service on any of those bases. This is a campaign of ongoing harassment led most energetically by Autumn Scardina, the publicity-hungry transgender lawyer behind both the gender transition cake request and the Satan-themed one that we cannot actually describe in detail while maintaining our editorial standards. Scardina, who made the transgender cake request on the same day that the Supreme Court agreed to hear another of the cases against Phillips, has harangued the baker with abusive emails. Phillips' wife and daughter, have been subjected to all manner of insult. So, you know, it goes on. This person said that if the case was dismissed or if we won for any reason, that they would be right back the very next day to call and request another cake and sue again. The idiot that wrote this, and I don't know who it was, said Colorado could change the law and should. No, that's an infringement upon our That's how that gets there. And then to go along with it, you got the righteous indignation when Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, tweeted that Amazon doesn't pay its fair share in taxes. The company responded that it follows the tax laws that legislators, including Warren, make. She shot back. She would fight to break up big tech, so you're not powerful enough to heckle senators with snotty tweets. I think Elizabeth Warren needs to learn how to blow her nose. This is another little part of it. Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat Illinois, Mazie Hirono, Democrat Hawaii, briefly threatened to hold up the nominations of any Biden nominees other than diversity candidates. If you're the wrong color, you don't get considered. Sound familiar, like some of the things that have been in the news just today and yesterday about if you ain't black, you don't get a scholarship and stuff? Same thing. They were frustrated by the lack of Asian Americans on Biden's list, but bucked off after assurances that more officials of the desired racial background would be coming. In other words, the senator said they were prepared to engage in racial and other forms of discrimination in order to extort more discrimination. I don't know about you or how far everything goes, but there's limits that I have that those go way over the top. Number two, here, try this one. Baltimore is the second most dangerous city in the United States. Go, St. Louis. And one of the most dangerous cities in the world with a higher murder rate than Kingston, Jamaica, or Chihuahua, Mexico. Think about that very carefully. The way to reform them is not to have police simply ignore their existence in terms of crimes, which is an invitation to chaos. Ooh, yeah, that's right. And we get to the Boulder, Colorado. gotta have common sense steps that will save lives in the future and to urge my colleagues in the House and Senate to act. Biden's first agenda item is to extend federal background checks to private firearms transfers conducted within the same state. But, as is almost always the case, the shooter in Colorado bought his gun from a store and passed an FBI check in the process. Think about that. He got it legal. Had Biden waited a little, he would have known that. But I can't give Biden very much credit. On the agenda is to prohibit the most commonly owned rifle in America, the AR-15, and limit the number of rounds commercially available magazines can hold to 10. There isn't any data that supports any of that horse hockey. And you got teachers unions think they're in charge of everything. Asian teachers union continue their remarkably successful campaign for their two-part agenda. One, not going to work, and two, getting paid. Another epidemic is showing up in school children from Las Vegas to Chicago to South Florida. Academic collapse. Ooh, Politico. Oh. It seems that Joe Biden or Hunter Biden had to answer questions when he got his federal firearms transaction record. Responded no to the question asking, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? These people seem to be very guilty. The late coming correction never gets the same attention that the viral disinformation does. Saga of Sidney Powell, the lawyer who spent the aftermath of the 2020 presidential election insisting that it had been stolen from Donald Trump by a communist cabal, including Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, China, Hugo Chavez, and Dominion Voting System, among others. Dominion, quite understandably, does not appreciate the unearned reputation as a conspirator, and is taking Powell to court in a defamation suit. The only problem is your very own machines prove his case. Oh, poor Dominion. Cancel culture has gotten around to getting to the talk. That's on CBS. The episode in question features the show's host debating whether Piers Morgan's tart comments about Meghan Markle were racist. Osborne defended Morgan, voicing her concern that doing so might lead to her being considered racist herself. After Osborne faced allegations of racism, in part because she talked over her African-American co-host Cheryl Underwood during the conversation, CBS announced Osborne's departure, and said that her conduct did not align with our values for a respectful workplace. You never had one to begin with, CBS, whether you like it or not. It is always troubling to see a figure march out of the public square for issuing the wrong opinion or committing some unintended breach of social etiquette. How's abortion in D.C. been subject to some of the country's harshest restrictions? A federal judge ruled that the city government's strict regulation limiting occupancy to 25% with a 250-person cap was unconstitutional. We got some of it back. Such a restriction would not be applied to an institution that a hawk wears instead of proclaiming the gospel. The court's ruling was not only correct, but particularly well-timed for those celebrating Passover and Easter. This is from National Review, April 19th. This year. In a victory for common sense as well as civil rights, the Sixth Circuit Federal Appeals Court upheld on freedom of speech and conscience grounds the right of a philosophy professor to refuse to refer to a biological male student with the terms that the student and the administration of Ohio's Shawnee State University demanded. Amal Tabar trenchantly explained that free speech must reign in the classroom if the American university is to be what it purports to be, a sanctuary of critical examination, not dogma or political orthodoxy. The First Amendment, moreover, does not abide the university's blatant hostility to religious belief. Things are changing, everybody. Now, I'm going through some of this, and I'll be done pretty quick. Believe me, I'm just hitting the highlights. The United States, Britain, European Union, and Canada have coordinated sanctions against Chinese officials responsible for the persecution of Uyghurs and other minority groups in northwest China. Good to hear they finally did something. It's too little too late, but other than that, it ain't too bad. After Paul Klein took over as the new editor of National Review Online in mid-March, staff of National Review convened a hullabaloo and tattoo to roast outgoing skipper Charlie Cook. They wrote a limerick, and it's a pretty good one if you think about it, celebrating poking fun at our Bonnie Prince Charlie. Despite managing editor Fred O'Brien wrote to Deputy Manager and Managing Editor Fred O'Brien wrote the winning verse. When the British lost Citizen Charlie, they all thought he was acting bizarrely. But through a quick transformation, he's embodied our nation, like Uncle Sam, riding a Harley. Now, that's about the best this whole magazine has to offer, other than the immigration crisis on the border that Biden started. The end of a lawsuit against this magazine. They have little boxes, a song that reveals the contempt of Californians for suburbs, the place where most of us live. And it's got a full article about it, you know, and I ain't going to read it. Arguing that suburbs are sprawl and that sprawl is killing the planet, California environmentalists front a blizzard of legislation designed to choke the ever-living out of the suburbs. Made membership in government unions a condition of most jobs in the state and local government. So you got to be a socialist or you don't get a job. Brown's deal was a win-win for the unions and Democratic politicians they had elected. Once elected, those politicians were in a position to approve pay and benefits for state labor laws that boosted union fortunes. My. In a fight to kill the suburbs as places of white people, oh God, conservatives, ooh, and heaven forbid Republicans, California environmentalists are helpful allies, arguing the suburbs are sprawl and that sprawl is killing the planet and that a blizzard of legislation is going to choke the jet, just like I read, choke the ghost out of it. Translation, in order to boost housing units but limit suburban growth, California governments may authorize the bulldozing of single-family homes in favor of subsidized family units. Two notable exceptions in the law exempt super wealthy communities, Marin and Santa Barbara. It goes on and on. I mean, it doesn't get any better. The problem is that nobody's speaking up on that. The infrastructure of a dream, California's high-speed rail project, delayed, downsized, over budget. Mark Twain put it, a name for getting up astounding enterprises, setting up, getting up, an astounding enterprise, and rushing them through with a magnificent dash and daring that and a recklessness of cost or consequence which she bears unto this day. That final clause is no longer true. People are paying attention. Gone were the hopeful figures such as two-term Governor Pat Brown, who proclaimed, if we don't build it, they won't come. He and his kind were replaced by those like his son, Jerry Brown, himself a governor twice over, who read such books as Small is Beautiful. There's a whole thing here. Story of the San Joaquin Valley. San Joaquin Valley is California's neglected and scorned stepchild, even though it continues to feed the world. For decades, it's been a place where immigrants from throughout the world have become Americans by living side by side in all of their diverse identities and unique selves. Over the generations, they have created a new, richer American identity. Really? Well, unfortunately, in our world of illiberal, balkanizing identity politics and spurious allegations of systemic racism, the old way of making America is fading away. Then you got the exodus. There is this extreme exodus out of California. It's very simple. The widening economic divide is felt to be a problem only by those on the losing side of it. Lack of cultural cohesion, oh my. Explicit aim, California is a mess economically, physically, socially, educationally, and culturally, but in each category, there exists sufficient can-kicking options or at least prima facie spin opportunities to soften the realities of what is taking place in the Golden State. There's one basic objective reality that is impossible to spin away. People are leaving in droves. It's pretty drastic. I would read more of the whole article, but even the cool kids are getting out of Dodge. I mean, the Hewlett-Packards and Teslas and select Silicon Valley gurus capture headlines now as they pack their own version of a U-Haul. Bye. See ya. Oh, boy. Boarded up and closed traffic. Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills, during a period of protests and rioting that followed the killing of George Floyd. It's empty. It's totally empty. Dangerous San Francisco, Jesse Bowden's. An effort is afoot to recall the progressive prosecutor. That's one of the ones that don't believe in the law. Then you got the worst of some of them, and the worst of some of them translates very simple. Not in my backyard. Might well be the state's official slogan. You can go fix homelessness without some kind of way to have decent housing. If you build it, they will stay. No, California land problems are very California. The tight zoning and land use regulations, it ain't that. Building fees are controlled as much as $70,000 per apartment and over $100,000 for a single half-family home. That's why everybody's leaving. You can't upgrade. Sacramento versus the economy. In the past year, numerous major tech firms, Oracle, Hewlett-Packard, Enterprise, McPhee, Tesla, Dropbox, have moved all or part of their key operations from the Bay Area, mostly to sprawling Sunbelt suburbs. Well, there's your migration. Bad forest management is the root of the wildfire crisis. This is true. The Indians took care of it, but we don't seem to be able. Thirst for reform. Government policy has left California unable to cope with droughts. Oh, my goodness. Laws. They require local water agencies to limit water use to 55 gallons per person per day, with water use allotments dropping to 50 gallons a day by 2030. You think that's going to help? You mean I got to be thirsty because you are an idiot? Well, State of the Unions. Costly power of California's government employees. California's public pension troubles began in earnest 1999 when Senate Bill 400 raised government workers' pension benefits by as much as 50%. Poor minority children that they violated the students' constitutional rights. This policy will end off teachers based on seniority. Don't work. You get a good teacher, you keep them locked out of an education. In California, public schools are closed. And the curriculum is woke. Oh, my goodness. Imagine that. Now, these are just plain headlines. Storefronts and on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles after a weekend of looting, June 1st, 2020. That's empty. Can California be saved? No, and neither can Gavin Newsom. He's done. Notes from a Golden State, once Golden State. What went wrong? Hell, what didn't? If you think about it, just about everything can go wrong did. And they got a big push from the liberals. Democracy in California, recalls and referendums can check the state's politicians if you can get it done. In the future, California's decline will have to be addressed with tax reform, spending limits, and curbs on regulation. It's real simple. Comeback candidate. Former mayor of San Diego runs for governor. Oh, goody. Another one. See, I don't think there's too much of anything else in this one magazine. California comes back. No, it doesn't. There ain't nobody that's willing to put up with the horse manure, crapping on the street, et cetera, in that area, in order to live there. They just ain't going to do it. Why ain't they going to do it? Well, it's very simple. Would you put up with somebody that was all the time up here, whatever, about regulations and letting everybody else do whatever they want? Think about it. National Review, California. And I wrote broken with a big A row. And then I put exit on one of the walls, and everybody's going away. The Golden State and its self-inflicted discontents. Well, fossil fuels or nuclear power? How about neither? I got an answer to that one. And it's a for real answer. So you got everybody's got a choice. Now, I'm doing this for a variety of reasons. Proof of immunity. Should private business require customers to have vaccine passports? No. You don't have the power, standing, or right to do that sort of thing. editor's letter. Oh, boy, I'm going to fly over New York, fly into New York's JFK Airport, and start to make drive home. It was exactly like turbulence. The roads around the nation's busiest international air hub are littered with moon crater-sized potholes, which make for a juddering and profanity-filled, oh, my God, my poor bleeping suspension experience. According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, 43% of roads across the U.S. are in poor to mediocre condition. Now, try this. More than 40% of the city, counties, the country's bridges are at least 50 years old, and about 46,000 plus have been given the worrying designation of structurally deficient. Ooh. And this is, you know, President Biden's new multimillion-dollar infrastructure bill is being pitched as a way to speed these repairs. It can't and it won't because it's got designated money for everybody but corporate leaders, GOP, battle over election laws. Georgia did it right. And the corporate leaders can screw off. Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, and other corporations have taken a stand against Georgia's controversial new voting law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, accusing them of caving to far-right mobs and warning them to stay out of politics. Well, Delta Airlines, hey, my, hello, Atlanta. You got a pair? Let's hear it. Let's see you take their gates away from them and see how they like that. They want to take $100 million, tell them, or whatever it is, tell them when they pony that up, you will reconsider. U.S. hit vaccine milestones are very spread fast. Ooh, fair porn. This is all for the flu. Bear that in mind. The flu. Vaccine passports, a ticket to freedom or tyranny? Try tyranny. Many will not comply. That just won't, they ain't going to go for that. Ooh, we're going to fight right-wing militias. How about the left? Hey, Antifa, BLM, how about we put the zap on them? I said we'll reach, make the state the first to ban gender-confirming medical surgeries and treatments such as hormone therapy and puberty blockers for transgender minors. Republican lawmakers in the General Assembly overrode a veto by Governor Asa Hutchinson. That's Little Rock, Arkansas. So if you don't want your kids to be screwed with by somebody who don't have any clue and refuses to go to work, maybe you might want to move to Arkansas. Reporter recorded footage inside of the swank and secret eateries. French police have launched an investigation into clandestine restaurants catering to the partisan elite after an undercover TV reporter got them on camera. Ooh. AstraZeneca and Klotz. Yeah, they even closed some of it down. Closed J&J. Because Camp 7 facility had fallen into disrepair, they're looking at closing the facility, but they moved the prisoners to keep the roof from falling on their heads. Mass prison break. A gang armed with machine guns explodes a storm of prison in the country southeast and freed more than 1,840 inmates. Woo-hoo, talk about a prison break, that's one. It is clear. Head of vaccines at the EMA said, in his opinion, it's clear there is a link with the vaccine. What else does it do? You got 30 days, 90 days? How long are you going to live after you get that? U.S.-Iran talks. They're trying to distract you. Pay attention to the naked photo shoot in Dubai. 11 Ukrainian models were deported from the United Arab Emirates this week for posing naked on a hotel balcony in broad daylight. Ooh, nasty things. Wonder what all they were showing. I wonder if any of it was worth looking for. the U.S. can vaccinate the world. You mean poison it. That's what that stuff is. Taxing the rich won't suffice. The trouble for the left is you can't pay for the government they want by taxing only the rich. You need to tax everybody. How about this one? A Georgia teenager relieved his pandemic boredom by spending 3 weeks building a roller coaster in his backyard. And it looks like it would be a lot of fun, too. Comes off a second-story balcony and goes off into the yard. Lovely. Is Europe just a doormat for Beijing? Yes, partly. In the U.K., the minority, it's okay to be a bigot against. Ooh. Yes, the target group is Irish, specifically Irish travelers, an ethnic minority in Ireland. Ooh. It's not a good idea to pick on Irish. I'm going to tell you, the Scottish people will do nasty things to your conditions. Prime Minister, get your hands off the Internet. This is bad news. Modi's government banned the Chinese-owned video sharing service TikTok along with 58 other Chinese apps. Ooh. Modi keeps cracking down. The effects will be chilling and could be felt far beyond India's borders as other governments seek to follow his lead. That's how the Internet might crumble. Think about it. What'd you do without an Internet? I play cards a lot. Biden's infrastructure. Does it target what's needed? No, it doesn't. Targets everything else. Arizona's Republican-controlled Senate has chosen a Florida firm headed by a man who has promoted false claims. That the 2020 election was stolen. Yeah, I'm tired of people, of hearing people say there was no fraud. Well, there's a bunch of it. Oh, Matt Gaetz. A lurid sex scandal. Now, he has asked one thing. He said that there was somebody wearing a wire that could prove his innocence. I would suggest the FBI and what other law enforcement groups are around that have got a copy to pony it up, make it public. Oh, boy, here's a guy with a catcher's mask on with an MLB, Major League Baseball, on a shirt. And there's a guy with a commissioner commissioner case. He says, the guy says, play ball. The commissioner marked that out and said and wrote politics. I mean, you know, you know about all this shit. You've heard it. And we got, the week is going nuts. They're celebrating everything. Oh, we have covers and stories and page after page of blatant bullshit. You heard me. Clubhouse. I never chat with up to 5,000 friends. Cool. Long-range wireless electricity. I don't believe it. Tesla tried that and nobody would listen. Mix and match the vaccines. Oh, and you might have to have another shot of the vaccine 6 months after you get your immunity shots. Think about it. Ooh. Hawaiian-style steak. I looked at the ingredients, and there ain't no way I would screw up perfectly good food for that. Now. Pharma vaccine is contaminated at troubled plant. Found lack standards at the plant run by Emergent BioSolutions. Ooh, that means that you can get contaminated, and man, I don't even tell you. Inflation. Now, this is something everybody needs to pay attention to because you're going to be subject to it. Yes, prices really are starting to rise. And the cost of producing and distributing everything from furniture to foam to cars and machinery is rising. Why is that? Well, because they're spending too much. You got the printing presses pumping out a cool $60 billion a year. Think about that number. $60 billion a week? Ooh. If you have something in the market and you create a whole load of them and dump them in the market, the value of those things goes down. That includes the dollar. Now they're going to... This is about California. The weather and the dreams have not changed, but the rest has. Employment. Job numbers show recovery in full swing. No, it isn't. You can't charge $20 for a 2x4 and get away with it. Don't work that way. So what do you do? Well, some people would like to punt. Now, I'm going to hit on something that everybody just loves, racism. And I'm talking about racism that can be had against anybody on the one condition, that you're poor. You don't have to be black or anything else, but that don't hurt. Discrimination by USDA bureaucrats who refused loans, acreage allotments, and other forms of support that white farmers in similar situations easily obtained. A lot of the reason for that was in the Department of Agriculture and how its programs were racist. Man, you got to have a racist involved in those programs in order to make sure it happens. People who carried them out were trying to get rid of black farmers. Now, this is from Mother Jones. It lays everything out in a very concise way. Some really good, and I call it journalism. USDA, Renee Stewart says takes minority farmers who put up everything they have. They set you up for failure, and then they take your property away. How about that? Uh-huh. Also, the Assistant Secretary of Civil Rights doesn't do nothing. Not a thing. So what do you get? One morning, Taylor was 12, school bus driver pulled over to allow Klansmen to drag him outside for refusing to sit where black students were expected to sit. They were looking for that uppity N-word that wouldn't sit in the back of the bus. Oh, my goodness, I thought somebody addressed that. I don't know what particular time this was. this is a kid. They were trying to kill me. When the bus arrived at school, Taylor was suspended for fighting back. Wonderful, huh? Now, here's the good part. The next day, his mother made him return to school, and a caravan of Taylor and Stewart's aunts and uncles followed the school bus, shotgun barrels sticking conspicuously out of their truck windows. Sometimes, I hate to say this, some dummies won't listen unless you make it real. In 2019, Taylor Fish Farm closed for good. My, my, my. The verdict. They had to wait on a verdict. Until September 2019, more than 3 years after they'd filed their complaint. In Oscars, that's the Civil Rights Division, final decision agency adjudicator took the loan officer's word on virtually every point and dismissed the majority of their complaint. Here's how the investigations are done. I'm a farmer. I apply for a loan. Never get it. Get jerked around, so I file a complaint. I use a complaint form, but I don't understand it. I put in information that I think will be helpful, and I think that when they get my complaint in Washington, I'll have a chance to explain more fully what happened to me. Instead, when investigators get around to reviewing complaints, they typically send complainants written questionnaires, which may not cover pertinent information, but which, after complainants assign them, become their main testimony in the investigation. Those affidavits are then sent back to the USDA employees accused of discrimination. They send them back to the people that did it. Employers who typically control the files documenting the case and can ensure it supports their version of events. And this is how you... based on the way we do investigation by sending out those questions, it's guaranteed to be a finding of non-discrimination. I'm not going to tell you they discriminated. They're just going to kick you out of your house, throw you off your land. Other employees say managers send complaints to the OGC to get them thrown out. Even if someone has a compelling case, says one, it goes to the OGC, and the OGC figured out a way to draft some language up that basically denies or closes out the complaint. Even Leonard acknowledged this, telling us the OGC makes all decisions. Oops. It's supposed to be taken care of. It ain't. So it sounds to me like somebody's getting the short end, the dirty end of the stick. I can tell you right now that there's not going to be righteousness, justice of any kind, or any form of recompense until we, that's you, me, and everybody and your mother-in-law, stand up and say, no. November 3rd, 1978, killing of five leftists by white supremacists during an anti-Klan protest in a local housing project. Gunned down the street, four protesters died. Tell them something's wrong and they kill you for it. You got the picture? Flesh loses its value. The survivors pursued a civil suit that concluded with a federal jury finding eight people, including two police officers, liable for wrongful death of a single protester. Instead of getting the $48 million they sought, they got $351,500. Most attempts to address state-sanctioned violence, a conference in the Hague here, a League of Nations committee there, were failures. The famed Nuremberg trials, where the United States and its allies put Nazi leaders on trial in 1946, revealed the template, courtroom justice. You're not going to get anything but a hard way to go. Reparation and prevention were defined as the objects of the policy, but they didn't do anything. Never take any action. Transitional justice groups. Information about the actual implementation of these measures is often incomplete or unreliable. There is virtually no one in Greensboro who wants to relive the tragic event. It's just that simple. The best you can hope from reconciliation, political science James Gibson says, is for people to be willing to put up with one another and not kill each other. Think about that. Think about, think about what you would do. What would you do if your kid was pulled off the bus by adult Klansmen because they were black? Think about it. With a violent attempt to overthrow a multiracial would-be democracy, enabling in many ways by that democracy's own constituent parties. The attack is just a different set of national continuities than the ones envisioned by Meacham. Racist sabotage, anti-democratic terror, whiteness fighting to retain its prerogatives. There was the soul of America inscribed on the institutions to which Biden swears allegiance. Defining bipartisanship by the popularity of the relief measures across voters of both parties, not by the stubbornness of the federal lawmakers who belong to them. White backlash, Nixon's Southern strategy, and Reagan's racist dog whistles received extremely short shrift. So, Here's taxpayer dollars, and it's all racist. I was hoping for something better. Fact sheet to educate Americans that how their taxpayer dollars are being spent by Democrats. There it was again. Their vote, as usual, to block government aid, the myth of the taxpayer and their dollars. So what's the answer? Well, I got a few, and I'm ready to take off like a thunderbird and do what it takes. Anybody that wants to join with me is more than welcome. I'm not going to back up on what I believe. I'm not going. My rights are not for sale at any price. Most people don't get it. The good fight. Decades before democracy dies in darkness, Jim Ridgway knew that journalism couldn't stay on the sidelines. Yeah, well, the good fight, it ain't the good fight. It's for bad reasons. And I'll state that to anybody who wants to listen. Now, I think it's a majority of you have watched Gail's shows with me and others in conjunction with things that are going on. Here's what's up. This is the part of the ending of the show that I really like, the intel portion. There's a heavy effort to keep the influence that some people have already got. Contrary, or in contrast to that, there is also a heavy effort at turning that away, turning that horse shit off. people that really know me know I'm not racist. I couldn't give a squat less about the color of somebody's skin. I care about, as King said, the content of the character. Our country is being invaded, okay? Insurrection is a felony. Each and every last one of them, and I'm talking about our representatives, Congress and the Senate, most of them, not absolutely everyone, is guilty of that and can be removed from their office. Number two, the last time they took a constitutional vote on something, 7 qualified, 1 wasn't there, so they got 6 and are all yes. we got a two-tier invasion. We got one from socialists and inside, and another of herds streaming across the border. And Biden doesn't have a clue. Harris doesn't care. And Pelosi thinks it's cool, thinks it's great to watch, to listen to the thundering herds of feet coming across the border. Well, there's a problem with that, and I'm ready to take issue. Now, Gail has told you that you can get in touch with her by email to submit questions for me. Use that email address for contact. All I need is your phone number and location. That's all I need. If you're willing to do that and willing to stand up for real, I'm willing to lead. Let's put it that way. Let's put this into perspective. Biden has decided he's going to go after guns. Well, you can have mine, no problem. One shot at a time. The thing that I see as hideous is the way these people have played your good intentions into a nasty attempt at takeover. You don't have very much time. I estimated another 4 weeks or so. At any rate, the people that are hearing me, you need to be ready to abide by a song that I happen to like that is also the song that is the song of the Silver Legion. Now, that's the only one the only song I'm gonna play. What I'm trying to get across is that Caleb Gill, questions for Drake, find our website and send me your phone number and location. That's all I need. Now, I don't want some of these fair weather soldiers to bother people that get rained on to go home. I don't need that. What we need is some people who are gonna be solid on multiple missions that I have already okayed by certain people. Now, the other part of this is that I have never, and I won't start now, laid out my contacts, people that I get information from. So if you want to know some things, if you want to learn, and you're willing to pick up the gauntlet and run with it, and you're willing to defend your country and your freedoms and your rights and those of your children and your grandchildren, then I suggest you get in touch. Now, do it. Go out there and get her done.